Father, we thank you, Lord, that you have chosen us, that you have called us to be yours.
主，感谢你，你呼召我们，让我们能够成为属你的人。
We thank you for the sacrifice that was made by you sending your Son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross for our sins.
主，感谢你为我们的罪死在十字架上。
And as we receive Christ, we receive your forgiveness. And Father, like the song says, there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus.
当我们接受耶稣的救恩，主，我们不再被定罪。
Father, we're forever grateful that we are yours.
我们感谢主，我们永远属你。
Father, we continue to uplift our brothers and sisters in Christ.
我们继续为我们众弟兄姐妹献上祷告。
Father, we especially lift up the Chu family and the loss of our sister.
每位朱弟兄他们家里献上祷告。
Father, we know that she is in your hands and she is in your presence.
我们知道她现在在你那边。
Father, we pray that you would comfort the family.
求主安慰他们一家。
May your peace surround them and may your love, Father, be felt in their lives.
求主的平安与他们一家同在。
Father, we continue to pray, Father, for missions in our midst.
求主为我们教会的宣教献上祷告。
We pray for all missionary efforts, Father, as the gospel is proclaimed.
我们为所有的宣教士他们在前线为主传福音献上祷告。
We thank you for the recent Mexico outreach team and the missions that they partaked in.
我们感谢主，我们墨西哥短宣队他们回到我们当中。
May we not only give thanks, but we also be motivated to share the gospel ourselves.
我们不但被他们激励，我们也愿意出去传扬主你的福音。
And Father, for those who are weak, we pray that you would strengthen them.
主，我们为软弱的祷告，求主刚强他们。
For those who are ill, we pray that you would heal them.
若有生病的，求主医治。
And for those who are lost, we pray that they would be found in you.
若有失落的，求主来寻回他们。
We pray all these things in Christ's precious name.
我们奉主耶稣基督名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
You may be seated.
请坐。
Today we're going to be taking a look at 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 21 to 25.
今天早上我们要看彼得前书第二章。21到25节。
The message title is A Life Shaped by a Suffering Savior.
今天讲到的主题是生命因受苦的基督而改变。
And so for the reading of scripture, I'll have Philip to go ahead and read the passage.
现在我为大家攻读今天的经文，在彼得前书第二章21到25节。你们蒙召原是为此，因基督也为你们受过苦，给你们留下榜样，叫你们跟随他的脚中行。他并没有犯罪，口里也没有诡诈，他被骂不还口，受害不说威吓的话，只将自己交托那按公义审判人的主。他被挂在木头上，亲身担当了我们的罪，使我们既然在罪上死，就得以在义上活。因他受了鞭伤，你们便得了医治。你们从前好像迷路的羊，如今却归到你们灵魂的牧人监督了。
May the Lord add the blessing to the reading and the preaching of His word.
愿主赐福刚刚读经文的。
Just to let you know, this is actually one of three messages.
这是其中我三个讲道当中其中的一个。
So if you see me again preaching the same passage,I'm not repeating it.
所以如果你听过的话，我并不是重复的。
But today we're going to actually spend most of our time, especially on the first verse.
今天我们要花比较多的时间在第一节，我们刚刚读的第一节就是21节的经文上面。
You know one thing that I've noticed since I've been married?
大家知道吗？当我结婚以后，我发现一件事情。
That there are moments and times that I find myself doing the same things that my wife Julie would do.
我会做一些我太太同样会做的一些事情。
And it's a good thing.
那是好的事情。
There are times that I'm neatly putting things or organizing things the way that she does.
我会把一些东西处理得很整洁，就像她也会把一些东西处理很整洁一样。
And I'm saying, where did that come from? It didn't come from me, it came from the influence of my wife.
所以我回想，那不是因为我的原因，是因为我太太对我的影响。
And so even organizing my thoughts, I realized Julie sometimes when she organizes her thoughts, she writes down different lists.
所以当我太太她会整理一些事情的时候，那也会影响到我。
And then all of a sudden, I find myself writing down different thoughts in a list too as well.
当我太太她就是整理一些她的想法的时候，同样的我会整理同样的那些想法。
Now she's not here to tell how I've influenced her, but I'm here to tell you that actually she has influenced me very positively.
所以今天我不是要讲说我如何影响我太太，而是我想讲我太太如何来影响我在好的方面。
When you're married because you spend so much time,And you're identified together as a couple, you become like each other.
在婚姻里面，因为我们跟配偶花很多时间在一起，所以我们会认同彼此。
The same thing when it comes to a relationship with God.
同样的，当我们跟神的关系很亲近的时候，我们也认同神。
As we identify with Him, as we are in a relationship with Him, and as we spend time with Him, we become more like our Lord and our God.
所以当我们花很多更多的时间跟我们的主在一起的时候，我们也会更认同我们的主。
And it is a good thing.
这是好的。
And it is for God's glory.
这是神的荣耀。
So by the title today, you couldKind of know where we're going. It is our lives that's being shaped by the Savior.
所以今天讲到的题目就是我们的生命因受苦的基督而改变。
And what is very important about our life being shaped by the Savior is our identity with Christ and His sufferings.
其中一个我们生命因受苦基督改变是要我们认同我们在基督里面。
As we identify more with His suffering, more with the Savior, we will not only share, but we will become more like Christ.
当我们更加认同基督的受苦，我们的生命就会更加的改变。
And so, let's take a look at our passage beginning with verse 21.
所以我们看21节。
Remember in the context of 1 Peter, there was persecution that was happening.
我们要回想一下彼得在写这个段经文当时的背景是教会在受逼迫。
Because Peter had said, this is a letter to the elect exiles of the dispersion.
在当时是教会是受逼迫。
In other words, the people, the believers had moved out to different parts of the region.
所以当时的教会是被逼迫而分散在各个地方的。
And they didn't move out because there was better real estate or a better view of the lake.
他们被分散到每个地方并不是因为他们自愿的而是被逼迫的。
They were pushed out. They were persuaded out. They were even pulled out.
他们是被迫被分散在不同地方的。
So we have to understand this as we go into our text.
所以我们有了这样的背景我们再来看今天的经文。
And so he writes, for to this you have been called.
所以彼得说你们蒙召原是为此。
And this is part of the fellowship of Christ.
这是在基督里面一同的原因。
And as we're identified with Christ, we're also identified with his suffering.
当我们认同基督的时候我们也一样会认同基督的受苦。
Our first point today is that we are called to be in Christ.
今天我们讲到的第一个第一点是我们来蒙召来效法基督。
And so in verse 21, it says, for to you who have been called, you who have been chosen, you have been elect.
所以21节是说我们蒙召是原为此。
We are called to be identified with our Lord and our God.
我们蒙召是为了要能够与基督一起的。
We are called not only to share the sufferings of Christ, but also the glories of Christ.
我们蒙召不光是认同基督的受苦，也同样与基督一起得荣耀。
And so when it comes to the Christian life, we have to realize it's not an ease of comfort.
所以我们基督徒的生活并不是一个舒适简单的生活。
You know, the Lord Jesus said, if the world hates you, you know that it's hated me.
所以耶稣说世人若恨你们，你们知道恨你们以先已经恨我了。
And so there are times, just because we are in Christ, we're going to experience hate from the world.
所以很多时候当我们在基督里的时候，我们在世界上世人就会恨我们。
The word call means to receive the name or to bear the name among others.
所以蒙召的这个字的意思呢，也就是说我们认同。
So clearly the call is the identification with Christ himself.
所以我们蒙召就是说我们与基督认同。
Normally when we think about calls, we pick up the phone, right? We are summoned to pick up that phone.
所以很多时候我们认为就是call 就是说好像接电话的意思。
We should understand in this context, we are called, or in other words, we are summoned by the Lord God Almighty.
在今天的这段经文，这个蒙召是说我们要与基督认同的意思。
And so he has chosen you, and remember, he has chosen you before the foundation of the world.
圣经告诉我们，我们被拣选是在创世以先。
And so the moment of salvation,We are born into the family of God.
所以在你得救的那一刹那，你就已经加入了神的家庭。
First John says Gospel of John says, to many received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God.
所以在约翰福音说，凡接待他的，就是信他名的人，他就赐他们权柄做神的儿女。
The word Christian, the name Christian means a follower of Christ.
所以基督徒这个字呢，就是跟随基督的意思。
So when we think about what was happening in Peter's day, and especially with the hostility, and especially some of the persecution, Peter points back to Christ.
所以我们要回想在彼得那个时候，教会是在逼迫的情况。那彼得跟大家讲要注意在基督上面。
Remember your call. Remember that you bear his name.
彼得提醒大家要记得大家蒙召。
Remember, you identify both in the sufferings as well as the glory of Christ.
彼得提醒大家要记得大家蒙召是与基督的受苦认同，也是与基督的荣耀一样。
Now, if you're like me, you usually don't think too much of the sufferings, you just think about more of the glories, right?
所以很多时候我们可能不愿意去想受苦，我们愿意去想荣耀的事情。
We don't think about the price, we just think about the benefits.
很多时候我们不愿意想到这个代价，可是我们却愿意想到这个好处。
If we think that as a Christian, then there's a part of us that we have a misunderstanding about the Christian life.
如果这是我们的想法的话，可能我们基督徒的生命当中缺少了一些什么。
Because Paul, the Apostle Paul would talk about how he appreciates and shares in the fellowship of his sufferings, the Christ's sufferings.
使徒保罗也特别强调，他所知道的基督是一个受苦的基督。
And so a part of the Christian life is being identified with the sufferings of Christ.
所以我们基督徒的生命当中要与基督的受苦认同。
That's why we take the time to remember the cross.
所以这就是为什么我们要纪念十字架。
Because we realize without the suffering, without the sacrifice, we wouldn't be here where we are today.
因为若没有基督为我们受苦受死，今天我们也不会在这边。
Sometimes as a church, do we remember our calling as a church?
很多时候，教会，我们也要，纪念我们蒙召。
There is no other organization that God wants to bless but the church to display His glory.
没有一个机构像教会，神会用来使用，来彰显他的荣耀。
And that's a comforting thought. There is no question like, wow, God is choosing His church to display His glory.
神使用教会来彰显他的荣耀。
It is very clear that Christ sacrificed for the church and that one day He will present the church in all of its splendor, all of its glory.
将来有一天，基督，会，将教会就像一个心腹一样呈现在神的面前。
And how is He going to do it? He's going to do it because He sanctifies us or He cleanses us.
基督会洁净，他的教会。
And it says through His word.
这是圣经告诉我们的。
So as a church, we understand that there's going to be glory.
所以我们要知道将来我们是有荣耀的。
But also as a church, we have to understand there are going to be sufferings, aren't there?
同样的我们要知道教会也是有受苦的。
The entire 1 Peter is about understanding about suffering is going to happen to the church.
整个彼得前书就是跟大家讲教会是要经历受苦的。
But just as we are chosen, we are also chosen with the living hope that is within us.
就像我们是蒙召的，我们里面我们对将来是有盼望的。
And so, as we are called to Christ, understand our identity is with Christ.
就像我们蒙召的，我们认同基督。
Both in His suffering, death, as well as His resurrection.
我们认同基督的受苦，也认同基督的复活。
That's why Paul would say this is a matter of priority as far as Christ's death and His resurrection, that He was raised on the third day.
这是保罗跟我们讲的，这个就是我们的优先次序，是基督他受苦，他也复活。
We identify with both.
我们认同基督的受苦，也认同基督的复活。
So we understand our calling, and it's because of Christ who also suffered for you, leaving you an example so that you might follow in His footsteps.
所以我们蒙召，我们认同基督的受苦，因着基督的受苦，我们给我们留下了榜样。
Like I said, I'm going very slowly over these verses.
就像我说的，我会很慢的来讲解这些经文。
Our second point is that second phrase, because Christ has suffered for you.
我们讲到第二点是我们遇见受苦的基督。
We are confronted with the Savior's suffering.
我们遇见这位受苦的基督。
In other words, it is right here, what gives us the call for the priority of suffering is the Savior.This is a premise for His suffering.
因为这个基督他的受苦就是我们今天来遇见这位救主。
Let me just give you a couple of words that reminds us as far as how Christ suffered.
让我给你几个字来告诉你基督是怎么样的受苦。
Let me give you the word hunted.
第一个字是叫做追杀。
Remember at the very beginning of Christ's life that He was hunted?
大家记得吗？在基督刚刚出生的时候，他就被追杀。
Now most of us, I hope not, we've never been hunted.
希望我们没有一个人有被追杀过。
But some of us who have kids, they love to play the game tag, right?
小孩子可能很喜欢玩一个游戏叫tag.
And whoever's it,They go hunting for the others, right?
所以那个做鬼的那个呢就会被大家追杀。
And guess what happens to the others? They run away and they try to hide.
然后其他的人呢就要躲起来。
Christ was hunted. There was somebody that was seeking to destroy him. King Herod was his name.
所以当时就是希律王要追杀刚出生的耶稣。
So the very beginning at his birth,There was somebody that was after him.
所以当耶稣一出生的时候就有人要追杀他。
Let me give you another word. Not only hunted, but also homeless.
第二个字叫做无家可归。
This is part of the suffering of Christ.
这也是基督的受苦。
Scripture says, foxes have holes and the birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head.
圣经告诉我们，狐狸有洞，天空的飞鸟有窝，只是人子没有枕头的地方。
Most of us here today, we slept well because we slept in a bed.
我想我们大家都是睡得很好，因为我们是睡在床上。
Unless we're in trouble, then we sleep on the couch.
除非你得罪了某人，你要睡在沙发上。
But still, we are in a comforting state.
即使睡在沙发上，你也是睡在一个好的地方。
In some sense, Jesus experienced homelessness.
耶稣他经历的是无家可归。
The other thing that Jesus has also experienced was rejection.
第三个字是叫做弃绝。
Again, this is part of the sufferings that we are confronted with about the Savior.
这也是基督的受苦。
The Gospel of John says this, it says, He came into His own, but His own did not receive Him.
约翰福音告诉我们说他到自己的地方来，自己的人倒不接待他。
A prophet is not welcome in his own hometown.
耶稣也说没有先知在自己家乡被人悦纳的。
When we experience rejection, it hurts.
当我们面临弃绝的时候我们是感觉痛。
It's part of the suffering that we go through, right?
这是我们经历受苦的一个经历。
So remember, that passage says that even his own rejected Christ.
所以圣经告诉我们，即使他来到自己的地方，自己的人却不接待他。
Has it ever occurred to you that maybe there was one time maybe your child rejected you for whatever reason?
不知道大家有没有经历过你的小孩有弃绝你的时候吗？
Maybe you heard the words, Daddy, Mommy, I don't want your help.
可能你的小孩会跟你说我不需要父母的帮忙。
And you feel rejected, don't you?
你觉得被拒绝了。
Christ felt rejection on a wider scale.
基督他却承受了这个弃绝一个更大的方面。
There's other sufferings that he also occurred, and we know that he was accused, wasn't he?
另外一方面基督他也被人定罪。
Now normally we think about when Jesus was accused, it was right up to the cross, right?
基督他被人定罪直到他在十字架上。
But remember that through his life and through his ministry, he was being accused.
即使他的生平他一生的事工也都是被人定罪。
There was times that he was accused of being on the other side, being crazy, that he didn't know what he was doing.
他被控告说是被鬼附的而且是疯的。
Jesus was accused in his life and also in his death.
耶稣在他生平被人控告，即使在他死也是被人控告。
And in Matthew 26, another suffering occurred. He suffered because he was betrayed and he was abandoned by his disciples.
在马太福音26章特别讲到耶稣被他的门徒出卖，而且被他的门徒离弃。
Remember the crucial moment of his life when he was suffering at the cross. His disciples kind of bail.
我们可以想象当耶稣在十字架上这个时候，在他最痛苦的时候，他的门徒都离弃他了。
Remember Christ going through the trials. Remember Peter was the one who bailed on him.
我们也记得彼得三次不认主。
And we all know in chapter 27 of the Gospel of Matthew how Jesus was beaten. He was punched, he was mocked, he was spat upon, he was cursed.
在马太福音28章讲到耶稣被打被嘲笑被戏弄被控告被吐唾沫。
And eventually, nails went into his hand as he hung on the cross.
最终耶稣被钉死在十字架上。
And so we're kind of thinking, wow, that's a lot of suffering, verbally as well as physically.
所以我们看到耶稣他受了很多的苦，不光是言语上，还有身体上。
But here in this passage, it tells us Jesus himself bore our sins.
圣经告诉我们，耶稣他承担了我们的罪。
So all the sins was laid upon him.
所以他所有的罪都在他的身上。
All of God's wrath was laid upon him.
所有神的愤怒都在他的身上。
So when we talk about a suffering servant, a suffering savior, Jesus was it.
所以当我们讲到受苦的这个仆人就是指的这位基督。
We realize that because of his suffering, because of his death, it satisfied the wrath of God.
我们知道因着耶稣他为我们的死所以神的愤怒就在他的身上。
We realize his death was a substitution for us.
我们知道耶稣的死是代替了我们的死。
And so not only did he suffer,For us, but he also suffered as an example for us.
所以耶稣他不光是为我们的罪死，他为我们做了一个榜样。
His suffering was significant for us to first of all come to know Christ, come to know God.
耶稣他的受苦让我们来到神的面前。
His suffering reveals the significance of our sins.
他的受苦让我们更加知道这个罪。
And it shows the sacrifice, the price that Christ paid for us.
让我们知道耶稣为我们的罪付上的代价。
If you're here today and you have yet to be confronted with those facts, I would encourage you to embrace the cross and embrace Christ.
当你今天如果遇见这位受苦的基督，我想请你来接受这位基督。
For some of us, we have believed in Christ and we're moving forward in our faith.
我们当中有很多已经接受耶稣做我们的救主的。
So, Peter is now instructing us, okay, understand that, be confronted with that, but also understand the example that is before you.
彼得要我们知道受苦的基督是为我们设立了一个榜样。
There is more to that than being confronted with his sufferings.
我们除了遇见这位受苦的基督这位基督是为我们设立了一个榜样。
When Jesus hung on the cross, in the midst of his suffering, notice how he responded.
当耶稣在十字架上的时候，我们来看耶稣他的反应是什么。
Notice his words, why, God, have you forsaken me?
耶稣说，我的神，我的神，为什么离弃我。
This was a time when the sins were heaped upon him, the wrath of God came.
这个时候是神的愤怒加在耶稣的身上。
Notice we also concluded in his words on the cross that I am, it is finished.
耶稣说成了。
So, in other words, there was a finished business that was done on the cross.
所以耶稣成就了神给他的功。
Jesus suffered and died, forgiving the sins of others.
耶稣为我们的罪死在十字架上。
The very same people that punched him, the very same people that pushed him and pierced him were the same very same people that he died on the cross for.
耶稣为了那些打他、那些刺他的人，耶稣也为了那些人死在十字架上。
In the words of Jesus, he said, "Forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing."
耶稣说，父啊，求你赦免他们，因为他们所做的，他们不知道。
The truth of the matter is that.People needed forgiveness, and that is why he suffered for us.
因为人需要被原谅，所以耶稣他为我们受苦。
Forgiveness is absolutely necessary for us to receive before we could come into the presence of our holy and just God.
原谅是我们所需要的，当我们来到神的面前。
Forgiveness is the only way that we could experience that joy and the peace that only God can offer us.
原谅是我们唯一能够经历神的平安。
In the midst of Jesus' suffering, he is more concerned of what happens to others.
当耶稣在十字架上受苦的时候，他更关心的是他人。
Forgiveness in the purest sense is the heart of Jesus.
原谅其实就是耶稣的心肠。
And this is what he desires for us.
这也是耶稣要我们做的。
This is the example that he wants for us.
这就是耶稣为我们设立的榜样。
This is what he wants, he desires for each and every one of us who says that we are his.
这就是耶稣要我们每一个属他的人所做的。
that even in the midst of suffering, even in the midst of going through some difficult times, that we will offer forgiveness, that we will offer kindness and goodness to others.
即使在很困难的时候, 我们也要给人有这样的原谅。
You know, there's one place that it should be very noticeable about our faith and our love.
在一个时候我们很容易可以发现到我们里面的内心。
Now, it should be noticeable here in our midst, but let me put another place to you, and that is the hospital.
在医院的时候我们可以真正发现到一个人的生命。
Probably think, well, wait a second, the hospital? Why would our faith be evident there? Why would our love be evident there?
我们的信仰，我们的生命在医院里面会更加的彰显出来。
Usually, if we're in the hospital, it means one thing: either we're sick or we need a little bit of repair.
当我们在医院的时候，就是表示说我们生病了，我们需要有一些的医治。
And if we're in the hospital, usually we are suffering.
我们在医院的时候，通常我们是有受苦的时候。
But there are moments there that even in the midst of suffering, we could be like Christ. We could follow the example of Christ.
即使在医院，我们在受苦的时候，我们可以更像基督来跟随基督。
He was gracious to others. He forgave others on the cross.
基督他原谅那些伤害他的人。
So in other words, the people around the hospital, the nurses that attend you, the doctors that attend you, they should see the kindness. They should see the evidence of grace in your life.
所以在医院里面照顾你的医生跟护士，他们应该可以从你的身上看出你的仁慈。
And so those are moments where, even though in the midst of suffering, we could be a blessing to others.
即使我们在受苦的时候，我们也可以成为他人的祝福。
Here's the passage. It says that we are called.
我们今天读的经文，我们蒙召。
We are confronted with the Savior's suffering.
我们遇见这位受苦的基督。
And not only are we confronted with the Savior's sufferings, that we are charged.
我们更是被差遣来跟随这位基督。
In other words, we are commanded to follow in His footsteps.
我们被差遣来跟随基督的脚步。
It says Christ was an example.
基督是我们的榜样。
He was an example so that you may follow in His footsteps.
基督是我们的榜样，我们来跟随基督的脚步。
In other words, this is a clear indication we are to be like Christ.
这段经文告诉我们，我们要效法基督。
We are to copy His behavior. We are to imitate Christ.
我们要效法基督，成为基督的样式。
We are charged to follow in His steps and follow in His ways.
我们被差遣，我们被命令来跟随基督。
And so the pattern of choices is for us to choose Christ's ways.
所以我们要做一个选择，我们是不是来跟随基督。
The Bible tells us Jesus was a perfect person, the perfect man who knew no sin, that He was without sin and committed no sin, that He was holy, He was innocent, and He was pure.
圣经告诉我们，耶稣是一个完全的人，他并没有犯罪。
You could say that He was the perfect example.
他是一个完全的一个榜样。
There was a clear separation from the Holy One and the sinners.
在圣洁跟罪是一个明显的对比。
And sometimes it may be challenging that because Scripture is consistent by saying that we are to imitate Christ.
圣经一再地告诉我们，我们要效法基督。
Earlier in 1 Peter, remember it said, be holy because He is holy, right?
在彼得前书也跟我们讲，因为神是圣洁的，所以我们要圣洁。
And a lot of times we may think, well, when I think about holy, I just think about God.
很多时候我们想到圣洁的时候，我们只想到神。
But God says, yes, it is me. But I also want you to live a life that is distinctively different.
神说，是的，我是圣洁的，可是我也要你过一个分别为圣的生活。
In other words, a life that is separated from the world.
就是你过一个与世界分别为圣的生活。
A life that's being shaped by the Savior.
你的生命因着这个救主而改变。
A life that brings glory and honor to our Lord and our God.
你的生命可以给神带来荣耀，荣耀神。
There's a point where maybe you're here today and you're probably thinking, I can't do it.
很多时候我们会认为说我们做不到。
I mean, look at me. I really can't do it.
我们会说，我实在做不到。
I'm always going to fall short.
我很多时候，我就是做不到。
Let me tell you another thing about marriage.
让我跟大家讲关于婚姻的事情。
I understand more of my mistakes than ever.
在婚姻里面，我会更发现到我做错的事情。
In other words, I know where I fall short.
我会更加的发现到我做不对的事情。
It's very clear.
非常明显。
It's also very clear when you're in a relationship with God, you understand where you fall short.
同样的，当你跟神有亲密的关系的时候，你也知道你在哪些地方没有做好。
And you realize that you need forgiveness.
你需要神的原谅。
Have you asked for the forgiveness of God?
你有没有从神那边问神来赦免你的罪呢？
Even though we've been forgiven from the penalty of sin and the power of sin, there is still the presence of sin in our lives.
即使我们从罪里面得到拯救，可是还是我们每一天我们都是可能犯罪的。
And there are times that we are going to fall short.
很多时候我们是会犯罪的。
But God says this. He says, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and He is just and He will purify us and He will cleanse us.
神说，神是信实，神是公义的。我们若认我们的罪，神是会赦免我们的罪的。
We know from David's life, the King David, and how he struggled with sin.
我们看到，大卫王他是怎么样，怎么样来在罪里面来挣扎的。
And he asked the Lord to create in him a clean heart to be cleansed by him.
大卫求神给他一个清洁的心。
There are times that yes, we're going to fall short, but these are great times where we need to come before God and confess our shortcomings.
我们很多时候的确是亏缺了神的荣耀，我们要来到神的面前求神原谅我们。
That we may be restored in fellowship, that we would continue to walk in His ways.
所以我们可以跟神恢复好的关系。
Let me ask you this, where are you on the journey with God?
让我问大家一个问题，你跟神的关系是如何的？
Are you walking in His path, is walking in His ways?
你有走在神的道路当中吗？
Or have you deviate off the beaten path and go in your own independent way?
还是你偏行己路的呢？
Scripture tells us that when it comes to His Word, not only is it inspired, but it brings conviction. It tells us when we have gone astray.
所以圣经告诉我们，圣经不光是神所漠视的，它也会让我们来认我们的罪。
In other words, Scripture rebukes us.
圣经会来指责我们。
But Scripture is also useful for also correcting us, getting back on the path.
神的话也带领我们回到神的道路上。
And also training in righteousness that we will continue on that path.
所以圣经也教导我们继续能够走在神的道路上。
So where are you today? Are you on that path?
所以今天你是在走在神的道路上吗？
Is there some correction that needs to happen in your life to get you back on that path?
你的生命上需要有一些改变吗？把你带回到神的道路上吗？
Our life is to be shaped by the Savior.
我们的生命是要被我们的救主来改变的。
Remember, we are called, we are chosen to be His children.
我们是蒙召，我们是被拣选成为神的儿女的。
We also understand through Scripture about the suffering Christ.
圣经也告诉我们这位受苦的基督。
That we are to share in His suffering, partner in His suffering.
我们要认同这位受苦。
And we are charged to follow in His steps.
我们也被差遣来跟随这位基督。
So that means both suffering as well as glory.
所以这是受苦也是得荣耀的。
If you are going through a difficult time,
如果你现在在经历一个困难
especially because of your faith, it's normal.
你经历的这个困难是因着你的信仰的话，这是正常的。
But we got Christ to support us, we got Christ to guide us through those difficult times.
我们有我们的耶稣基督来带领我们走过这个困苦的时候。
We will share in the fellowship of sufferings, but we will also share in his glory.
我们认同这位受苦的基督，我们也会将来与他一起得荣耀。
And that is the blessed hope that is within us that draws us, that we know that we will spend eternity with God.
这就是我们有福的盼望，我们将来会与神一同在。
And in his presence of his glory, there will be no pain, there will be no tears.
将来我们与神同在，那是没有眼泪，没有痛苦的地方。
We're going to experience more life than we ever had here on earth.
我们经历更深的生命，能在我们地上所没有经历的。
And we will bask in the glory of God.
我们会看到神的荣耀。
Let us pray.
我们一起祷告。
Father in heaven, as we come before you, we do pray for us that our lives will continue to be shaped by you.
天父，我们来到你的面前，求神帮助我们，我们的生命能够更加的被你改变。
We pray that we would be open to your teaching, willing to follow your ways.
让我打开我们的心，我们真的能够跟随你的教导。
We want to be fully guided by your presence, by your path.
我们要完全的顺服主你的带领。
And Father, when we are gone astray, help us to have the humility to confess before you.
当我们偏行己路的时候，主求你帮助我们，我们能够谦卑在主你的面前。
We pray that you would strengthen us for our journey here because there is purpose here.
求主加添我们力量，因为你在我们每个人生命上都有作为。
You desire not only to walk with us, but you desire for us to bear fruit.
不光是你要与我们同在，你也要我们结果子。
And so while we have life, whatever stage we have, we pray that we would bear the fruit that will glorify your name.
不管我们生命现在在什么情况，求主帮助我们能够结果子来荣耀神。
And when people come across us, that they will understand that we are identified with Christ, that we have been with you.
所以人们可以看见我们是认同基督的。
And no matter when things are good or no matter when things are difficult,
不管是好的时候或者是坏的时候
The people will identify us as being yours.
人们会看见我们是属神的人。
To you be the glory.
愿荣耀归给神。
We pray all these in Christ's name.
奉主的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.